We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
That's great news for Tiger fans. Casey Mize has now been officially added to the American League All-Star team, replacing Garrett Crochet. A lot of chatter about that this morning kind of broke around, I guess, 9:30 this morning. But Emily Walden, who said, had it last night?
Yeah, it was last night. And you know, this morning, the more people started tweeting about it, Walden said, you know, cited a source. And, you know, she was on top of it.
Good for her. Got it right. And yep. Now Casey Mize is officially an All-Star. And looks like Max Fried is not going to pitch in the game from the Yankees and was likely thought of as being the starter in the game. Does that mean that Tarek Skubal now will be named the starting pitcher for the All-Star game?
I think it's quite probable at this point. Tigers taking on the Mariners tonight, which, by the way, means my nephew's here. And he is... not going to pitch in this series. Not in the billing. Gator started looking around. So he's not going to pitch this weekend, unfortunately. Kid from Saline, played at Pitt and Penn State in his college career, got drafted by the Mariners organization, and has quickly made it to the bigs, which is really cool.
Awesome.
The Mariners have tapped into something with him, and it really gives you... I mean, here's something that's safe to say, and I don't think this is an insult, and I think he'd probably agree. He's better in the pros than he was in college. It's a wild story.
Yeah. Well, it's when you get major league instruction.
They really into spin rate, and I guess his spin rate's off the charts. And I can see it.
When you can focus solely on baseball and not have to worry about Econ 201.
Yeah. Right.
You know, playing school or whatever the thing is. That's a hell of a run for him. And it's great. Love watching the journey.
It's really, really cool. And he's humble and fun to talk to and is living the dream. So he's here with the Mariners, but won't pitch against Detroit. I'm sure he would have been thrilled to, but they're loaded with starting pitchers, and he's kind of the sixth guy. He's their Cater Montero a little bit. Bouncing up and down and spot starter, but whatever, man. I told him, one of my pieces of advice for him, remember this, your worst day at work is better than all of the rest of us' best day at work.
Yeah. You got to pitch in Yankee Stadium. Yep. That's not bad.
Pretty darn cool, and he's doing great. So anyway, Tigers, look, this weekend series with Seattle, it's funny because of this format, when you are a contending team, I always love measuring our team, the Tigers, against other contending teams. Well, they just played Tampa, right? And took 2 out of 3 from Tampa. The Seattle team is one game out of the playoffs. So there's so many measuring stick games with contending teams that are battling for the postseason. And the Tigers have done extraordinarily well in these kinds of series. After getting swept in the season opener against the Dodgers, they won a series against Seattle. They won a series against the Yankees. They won a series against a team that's now contending. They took 3 of 4 from Kansas City. They won a series against San Diego. They lost a series to Houston. They won a series against Boston. They won a series against Toronto. I mean, this is the who's who of Major League Baseball. They swept San Francisco. They took 2 of 3 from the Cubs. Like, they are consistently winning series against contending teams, which is credibility. All the All-Stars is credibility. I think Detroit is growing less and less uncomfortable and more certain in the fact that this baseball team is really freaking good.
They are very good. They're good on all levels. I mean, the starting pitching has been great. The bullpen has had their moments, but for the most part, when they get to the eighth inning, you feel pretty confident that the Canely and Vest will shut things down. The lineup can be a different guy every night that steps up. But you also have the consistency of guys like Riley Green and others, and McKinstry, and I mean, Javi Baez, the turnaround has been amazing.
So I saw something, Gator, and you put it on your show sheet that I absolutely love, and I bet everybody starts doing what the Dodgers are doing. The Dodgers have unveiled a Dodger Kobe Bryant bobblehead.
Yeah, did you see it?
It's so cool. And the idea that you take a player from another sport who's a fan, like Bryant would be seen at Dodger games wearing a Dodger jersey, and turn that into a bobblehead. The way that they've got the Kobe Bryant bobblehead is he is in a Lakers uniform, but with a bat in hand.
Yeah, in a batter stance too,
yep,
right?
Yep. It's kind of cool. Could you see Detroit teams doing this?
I mean, Kobe Bryant is obviously one of these iconic figures in all sports. And yet, Detroit has several of these types of players. Like, if you were to look, okay, got to be outside baseball. Yes, we know Al Kaline, Ty Cobb, got it, Miggy. But if you look outside of baseball, who else could do a baseball bobblehead like they've done with Kobe Bryant? I mean, could you see a Gordie Howe one?
I could see a Barry Sanders one.
Barry Sanders, yeah. One, absolutely.
Kang,
Isaiah Thomas.
Be awesome. Kang, collectible-wise, a Kobe Bryant bobblehead put out by the Dodgers where he's in a Lakers uniform but swinging a bat. What would this do in the collectible world?
It would do very well. I couldn't give you an exact number, but the Dodgers are really good at this. I mean, they're lucky enough to have Ohtani, right? I don't know if you guys caught this recently. They did a One Piece. I don't know if you guys know what One Piece is. It's a trading card game. One Piece version. I don't know if it was a bobblehead or a Funko Pop necessarily that they give away, and the line started hours and hours before first pitch, before you could even get into the gates. They know what they're doing. So a Kobe Bryant one, who's... he's one of the most beloved athletes, definitely in recent memory in the LA area, and he has global, you know, appeal as well. Is going to do great. I mean, unfortunately, you throw in also his you know, untimely death. I mean, that just adds to, you know, lore, you know, and so yeah, this is going to do fantastic.
That game's going to sell out.
Oh, absolutely.
The Bryant bobblehead we've given away to the first 40,000 ticketed fans at the Dodgers home matchup against the Toronto Blue Jays on August 8th, a.k.a. 8-8, doubling down on the number Bryant wore during the first half of his 20-year career.
Look, I don't want to do the marketing for the Tigers here. And yet, if they came out with, like, a group of non-baseball, and they did the bobblehead, like, each month for the next 4 months or whatever it is, or every couple weeks for the next 5 weeks, whatever. You come up with a lion. You already said Barry Sanders doing it would be great, right?
Yep.
Piston, I mentioned Isaiah Thomas. You get a Red Wing, it's Gordie Howe. What if you add, like, Tommy Hearns to the mix?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You know?
Dude, that'd be great.
It would be really cool. And then it becomes a collector's item. You collect all four. You know, the Mount Rushmore of Detroit sports that's not baseball related, but yet it's baseball related.
It's a really cool idea. And Kang, you said something that interested me. You said the Dodgers are really good at this. They're really good at marketing, or really good at giveaways, or
it's their giveaways. But like I said, they've been also blessed with some, you know, they got stars on the Dodgers. I don't know if you guys know this at all. Or anything. Yeah. Some superstars, but yeah, they, for some reason, and I don't know if it's just the market or whatever, but like I said, they just did a One Piece thing. It's a very popular trading card game. They have the Ohtani bobbleheads are off the charts, like we mentioned. I don't know what it is, but they seem to always go viral with whatever they're, you know, giving away or doing over there.
That's cool. Very, very cool. 248-539-9797 if you want to get in on this. I mean, the bobblehead thing isn't losing steam. That's the other thing. I feel like it came around, and I don't know, were the first generation of bobbleheads, was that 60s, 70s?
Something like that. Yeah.
When we were growing up, it wasn't a thing.
No, not at all.
It was not a thing.
No, because nobody did. They were just like generic with like the team hat, you know, with the cherub face on there, the head with bobble. That was it.
Did they even have those?
Well, back in the day, that's what it was.
Oh, you're talking about in the 60s and
70s. Yeah, yeah. And then I don't know when it was that somebody decided, hey, you know what? Why don't we just do either a legend from our team or a current player on the team? And then it took off.
Yeah.
Right? And they had the bobblehead giveaways at the ballpark, which are great. The only downside to that is it's usually associated with a logo of, you know, one of the sponsors, right? And it's like, okay, it's cool. It'd be a lot cooler if it didn't have that, you know, that Kmart logo in the bottom right-hand corner or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I wonder, that's what I said, when we talk about this with the Lakers or the Dodgers doing this with Kobe, I mean, if they did...
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Did that without any sort of corporate logo to it. It would be a massive collector's item.
248-539-9797. Ken and Flint are on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Ken.
Hi, guys. Hey, I think you find out who Jack White's favorite player is and have a Jack White bobblehead with him, like, loosely wearing that jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Yep, you could do. Yeah, you could do. Go ahead.
You could do the Lions. You could do the Lions with Eminem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could take local celebrities and have them playing baseball.
Well, I mean, Eminem is kind of the big Lions fan. Jack White, obviously the huge Tigers fan.
No, I like it. I like the idea.
So the Yankees just did a George Costanza. He was sleeping underneath his desk bobblehead.
No way.
Yes, and they're selling on eBay for over $200 a piece.
Wow.
That's secondary market. That's George Costanza.
Fictional character.
Yeah.
Fictional position.
So, Rico Beard has stepped into the studio. Hello, Rico.
So, what's going on, guys?
We're good.
What did I just walk into?
The Dodgers are coming out with a Kobe Bryant bobblehead, which is kind of a cool idea. It's him in his Lakers uniform, but he's holding a bat.
And it's,
is he hitting left-handed?
He's hitting left-handed.
Yeah. So it just, you know, we're talking about that's kind of a cool crossover thing. And Kang, being the host of Kang Collect, said that that's going to do very well.
Oh. Kang, what if you got Devin Booker at a Lions game?
Ooh, Devin Booker, you can get him in anything. He wears all Michigan stuff.
Love it.
Except
Grand Rapids jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for a Pistons jersey.
He didn't want to be a Spartan, didn't want to be a Piston. So.
Hardly want to be a Piston when they just offered you a 2-year extension for $145 million.
Yeah, wouldn't always want to be a Spartan. You committed to Kentucky.
What do you guys got planned coming up next?
You know what? We are going to take something that you guys did and expound upon it.
Okay.
Where you did the things you were sick of hearing from the Tigers.
about the Tigers?
Yeah, things. How about things you're just sick of hearing in sports?
Okay.
We're going to, you know what? We're not going to discriminate.
All right. Well, you have a great show.
Doug, you have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Scott, the request has come in. Who made the Tigers? Who made for the Tigers made the All-Star team today?
Casey Mize.
And who is that? Say it again.
Casey Mize.
The Buck Martinez impression of...
You're right. I rarely get the opportunity to bust out of Buck Martinez and with Casey Mize making the All-Star game.
Who?
It's probably more about Casey Mize.
There you go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1 The Ticket.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.